Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. I'm sold out.
So I'm talking about inheritance. Hallelujah. That you as a child of God, you have an inheritance. Hallelujah. Don't you wish sometimes that you are a child of Mutipe? Sometimes, isn't it? I'm sure they have problems, but you know, when there's money, the problems seem a little bit less. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At least it looks like that. We will see when we get there. How many will get there someday where you will have a lot of money? So we will see when we get there whether problems are the same or they are less. But I think maybe they are a little bit less, at least. Hallelujah. When you are a child of a wealthy person, one less problem you have is worrying about your future. True or not true? Because you are born into a wealthy family. So that is the blessing of an inheritance. Somehow it gives you some kind of assurance and hope for tomorrow. Because either your father or your mother has worked hard or whatever, and your tomorrow is secure. There are some people who don't do well at school, but because their father or mother is a businessman or businesswoman, even if they didn't do well at school, they have a job. True or not true? Just come and work in the business. And sometimes you can work and we get qualifications and qualifications. And the child of the boss comes to be your boss, who has no qualification. Or you don't know something like that. It happens. Why? Because they have an inheritance. So God has also given us an inheritance as His children. God loves us. He will not throw us into this earth so that we perish. He genuinely loves us. And He has made a way for us. You are an heir of righteousness. You have an inheritance in Christ. If you hold on to God, it shall be well with you. It's impossible that your story will end the way you are now. It will never happen. Listen to my voice. It will never happen that your life stays in the same place. It's impossible because you are an heir of the living God. He's your father. God could have just called us His cockroaches. But He decided to say that you are my children. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, when you see an ant or a spider or a cockroach or whatever, you just... There's no emotional... You don't say, oh, and Pumendin, please.
I'll push in Jagatita, you can get out, please.
So, the fact that God has called us His children tells you that there is a relationship, there's love, He cares, He wants the best for you and me, and He will never ever let us go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm telling you, if you hold on to Jesus, if you hold on to the word of God, your tomorrow will only be better. It will never be worse. I'm going to say the same thing until I hear
amen.
I say your tomorrow will only be better and better and better and better. Put your hands together for Jesus and give him praise. So I came to the realization when I read the Bible that as a child of God, I'm an heir, I have an inheritance. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
I'm not destitute, I'm not hopeless. God has prepared good things for me. Read for me, someone. Who's gonna read for me? I'm not sure where this scripture is. Let's try 2 Corinthians. Okay, let me find it so that we don't do trial and error. Chapter 2. Okay. Looks like it's 1 Corinthians. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Verse 9. 1
Corinthians chapter
2,
verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him."
The things that God has done what?
Prepared.
Huh? Prepared. Komuto, can I interview you for 1 second? Is it okay? Is it okay? We are shy. I want someone who has a child. Come, ma'am, let me interview you for 1 second. Put your hands together for her as she comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have a child? How many?
Banga.
Two. The first one was a boy, girl, what?
Boy.
A boy. Did you one day wake up and then the boy was now sitting next to your bed? You didn't become pregnant for 9 months. You just woke up and then.
No.
So when you became aware that you are going to have a child, and you knew that in about 9 months I'm going to give birth, did you do any preparations for the child?
Yes, I did.
What type of preparations?
I mean, buying clothes, praying also, because prayer is very important, so that I deliver safely, that my child will be healthy.
Amen. So you bought clothes. I'm sure you also bought food, or your child was eating the same food that you and your husband were eating.
No.
Did you buy any special food for the child? What type?
I mean, I have to buy milk. I have to buy the cereal.
Why didn't you give? What do you and your husband eat? Do you eat the pap and and meat and everything? Why didn't you give the child that?
I mean, it was not yet the time. I mean, he didn't grow that much that the stomach can hold that food.
Hallelujah. So you see that all of us, and I'm sure all our parents did the same. True or not true? And you, if you are a parent, you did the same. True or not true? You prepare for the child. Now God says, when he birthed you into the earth,
ngenkathi ekuletha la emhlabeni.
He prepared for you things also.
Besekulungiselele nezinto.
You are an heir, you have an inheritance.
Unefa
uyindlala. Are you listening to me, somebody? Thank you, ma'am. Please put your hands together for Jesus. It's just that the problem is,
inkinga nje ukuthi,
even though there are things that are prepared for us,
noma ngabe zikhona ke izinto esilungiselwe zona,
like I told you last week, you have to unlock them.
Njoba bengutshela ngeviki edlule kumele uvule.
How painful.
Kubhlungu kanjani.
Someone who has a great inheritance,
omunye onefa elihle,
but is suffering,
kodwa asokole,
is dying,
uyafa,
is crying,
uyakhala.
I remember a friend of mine,
ngiyakhumbula omunye umngane,
he said, my friend,
wathi mngane,
there's a song that I like,
kunecula engilithanda,
I no go suffer, I no go break for bread, I no go suffer, I no go back for bread. Do you know that song? God of miracles, miracles. When he said that, I could feel that this guy is tired of suffering.
Yes, good end of the cartel of
so
on.
So he said, I made a decision.
Yet man, you touch his room.
I no go suffer.
Yeah, cartel of so
on. I no go back for bread. No. Because I serve a God of miracles. Now that same guy is married, has a church, has two children. He even overtook me. He's got two children, I have one. I say, how do you overtake? How do you do things like that? Hallelujah. Because he decided that suffering, I'm tired. He started making a demand on the inheritance that God has for him. Are you listening to me? So some of us are not tired of suffering yet. So we are still going to suffer for some time. Because we are not tired yet. We are not ready to say, I'm not going
to
suffer.
We
are saying, ah, Mudimu.
Ah,
hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm not going to suffer anymore. I'm not
going
to beg for bread anymore. In the name of
Jesus.
Someone say, I serve a God of miracles. In the mighty name of
Jesus Christ.
I see somebody going out of suffering now. As you confess it with your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. So if you forget anything that I'm saying, I want you to remember that you are an heir. And if you are an heir of God, then you are richer than Mutipe himself. And all the Mutipes of the world combined, put together, pressed down, running over, you are better than them. Mam Ruti, may God show you that you are your amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I once met a lady who went to heaven. And she said to me, I was surprised that in heaven there are poor people there and there are rich people also. I said,
eh,
poor in heaven. And the person said to me, the amazing thing was that the poorest person in heaven was richer than all the rich people on earth combined and put together. Hey! So look at what God has waiting for you. One man of God went to preach to a lady. And this lady was suffering from severe poverty. And she was sickly. She had two boys. And the two boys left school. And the husband was a serial drunkard. You know, there are people who don't have money, but they are always drunk. They have a miracle of being drunk, even if they don't have money. You've not seen people like that before. They don't work, they don't wake up to go anywhere, but when you meet them, they are drunk. It's amazing, it's a miracle. They have an ability to be drunk. And they are not drunk of thinking, it's drunk of alcohol that you drink. So she was poor, sick, children dropped out of school, husband a drunkard. And the children now had become thieves. So because of the situation in the house, they will go out and steal and bring money home and say, Mommy, let's make some food. Then the drunkard husband will take that money and go drink it and finish it. This is a true story. And this man of God came to preach to this woman. He came and he knocked at the door. And he said, Lady, I want to tell you about heaven and about hell. If you don't believe in Jesus, you will die and go to hell. And the lady said, hell?
What is hoko?
Don't tell me about hell. I'm already living in hell.
Hey.
Shock. Sometimes people suffer so much here on earth that they lose their divine inheritance, not knowing that no matter how much you suffer here, if you trust Jesus and if you hold on to Him, when your time is finished here, there is an inheritance waiting for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? No matter what you go through here, it doesn't matter. Just don't stop holding on to the Lord, because He has prepared a great inheritance that I had not seen. In other words, it's so great that no human being can come and explain it to you, because I had not seen. Nobody has ever heard about it. So it's difficult to even explain the glory that is waiting for you, because nobody has heard of it. Nobody has even imagined or thought of it. Lazarus was the poorest of the poorest. He was poorer than poor people. The lowest level of poverty. But the Bible says, when he died, angels, not an angel. Have you seen a president? One pastor said a president visited their church. I see that presidents will visit Healing Fire Ministries one day. Can I hear a louder amen in the name of Jesus? He said one day the president of his country came to his church. And he said that before the service came, the bodyguards, they came into the church. And they were surveying the church, checking. Okay, if there's a problem, we go this way. If the president hasn't even arrived yet. And then other ones, they came, they mingled themselves in the crowd that you don't know that it's a bodyguard. And then also when the president came, there's about 4, 5, 6 people surrounding him, making sure that he is safe. When Lazarus died, he suddenly realized, hey, I'm royalty. Not one angel, not two angels, not angels suddenly came and surrounded him and took him into Abraham's bosom. he realized his inheritance. He didn't become much on the earth, but because he was a child of God and believed in God when he was going through his quest, he entered into his inheritance when his time on the earth was over. Say amen.
Amen.
There is hope for you and me. There is hope. We must never lose it. Now imagine if Lazarus was a pastor, if he was praying for people, saving lives and preaching, just imagine how multiplied his inheritance would be. That's why there's poor people and rich people in heaven. Because there are some people who are like, okay, I see the earth, but there I will live forever, and I want to be wealthy there. And they start taking decisions here that impact their eternal inheritance. That's why Jesus said, lay not for yourself treasures on the earth, but lay treasures in heaven, so that when your time is finished here, why do you think Jesus could become poor for our sakes? Because he knew that when I am finishing this planet, I'm going to sit at the right hand side of God. So if God is number one, Jesus is number two. That's the greatest of the greatest. One day I had a very strange dream. I was holding a lock, and as I'm walking, some foolish thief came and stole and took this lock from me, and he ran away. And I was saying, why would this guy come and steal a lock from me? Something so useless and valueless. I'll just go and buy another one and continue. And I woke up. And later, the Lord said to me, the things of this life, you must see them the way you are seeing that lock. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It's useless. There are true treasures that are waiting for you, and those ones you must fight for them. Put your hands together for the Lord. So I don't want you to move in this life like you don't have a tomorrow. You have a tomorrow. And it's bright. It's bright. It's bright. I don't feel your faith. Can you help me preach and push your neighbor?
Tell him,
sir, ma'am, your future is bright. Say it like I'm saying, your future is bright. Oh. Yeah, we were in Nigeria 2-3 weeks ago. I'm still there. Your future is bright. Oh. Ask your neighbor, do you believe what I'm telling
you?
What are they saying? Alright. I've got a few points for you. I'm just going to read them and then we are going to close. You know, I feel like someone needs what I'm saying. It is well with you. If you can't do anything else, just hold on. Hold on. Hold on to Jesus. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Just hold on. Even if life can kick you, the reason it is kicking you is because God has prepared something for you. So just hold on. If you keep holding on, sooner or later, what He has prepared, you will suddenly walk into it. God can do things so easily. You may just walk out here and bump into someone and say, I know you. We went to the same school. And then you start talking. So what's happening? Come and see me tomorrow. And suddenly you are working. Suddenly your life has changed. Just like that. God can change your life. Whenever, sometimes some of us, we get stressed by the fact that you are getting older. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like sometimes women desperately have children because they are afraid that they are, what do they call that clock? The biological clock is about, is whatever they say,
it's ticking.
And then you see them making mistakes.
Why?
You see, God can change your life like this. When I get those thoughts and I start getting frustrated, my hair is becoming whiter and whiter. Even these ones are now becoming white. Time is going, Mr.
Sir.
I just remind myself that my God can change my life like this. So it doesn't matter how many years are going or not going. When my time comes, it will be like an explosion of blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all we need to do is to hold on and keep pressing forward. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, don't worry about your age. Don't worry about that thing. Mandela's life suddenly became big. After more than 27 years, I don't know how old was he when he came out of prison. I don't know. You Google.
No, so
40 something. I don't know. 40s, 50s, I don't know. 40,
no more 50.
But his life was beginning there. And he became great. So don't worry about life. Time is going. And why are you worried about things that God is not worried about? Hello? Your God will bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't worry. Now, I'm going to share with you a certain things, a few points, or things that I want you to know about inheritance. Hallelujah. I've got 6 points, but I don't think I'll have time to share all of them to you. Number one, the devil can seize your inheritance.
Satan
can seize means he can take, can forcefully take it. Read for me Matthew chapter 21, verse 38.
38.
Bless the Lord, oh my.
Matthew 21, verse 38. But when the vine dressers saw the Son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance."
Read it one more time.
But when the vine dressers saw the sun, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance."
Hallelujah. Are you funding Zulu?
Kepha kwathi abalimi bebona indodana bakhuluma bodwa bathi lo uyindlalifa wozani siyibulale sidle ifa layo.
So when the devil sees that you have an inheritance,
ngenkathi uNkulunkulu uSathane ebona ukuthi unefa, uvele ethi, "Hey,
this is an heir.
Nansi indlalifa.
Let's take his inheritance."
Asilithathe ifa layo.
Many people lose their inheritance because they don't value it.
Abaningi balahlekelwa amafa ngoba abawazi.
Especially their divine inheritance.
Ikakhulukazi amafa abo aphathekayo.
And some of us will lose our inheritance for the most foolish things.
Abanye balahlekelwa amafa ngezinto eziwubulima.
Esau lost it over food.
Abanye balahlekelwa ngokudla.
Some of us lose it over boyfriend and girlfriend.
Abanye balahlekelwa amafabo ngenxa ye boyfriend and girlfriend.
Some of us lose our inheritance over friends.
Abanye ngabangani.
You've got an inheritance that God has blessed you with.
Unefa uNkulunkulu akubusise ngalo.
Can you tell your neighbor, say neighbor?
Ungatshela umakhelwane uthi
umakhelwane. Sleeping in this church.
Ukulala nje la ekhaya.
Is illegal.
Akuvumelekile.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people even position themselves.
Abanye zabetsheka zayilungisa.
If you keep sleeping, I'll embarrass you.
Mawuqhubeka lokhu lala ngizokuphoxa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was I saying?
Bengithini?
That's why I walk like this. I'm looking for sleepers. I want everybody to hear what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
Ubuthi abanye balahlekelwa amafa ngothibos.
Yeah. Othibos. Nangumuntu efake spice. Hey. It's true.
Amen.
My figu to utibos.
A figu tab.
With his Golf GTI.
Ne GTI yakhe igolide.
Suddenly it's like, Jesus, just wait a little bit.
Zothi nje Jesu ima kanjalo.
Before you know it, you've lost.
There's
great glory that God has prepared for you. Sometimes Thibos is an agent of darkness. Coming with an agenda to take your inheritance.
Or
Suzi, or I don't know. Sometimes you see a brother who loves the Lord. Prayer, he's there.
We are tenders.
Anything.
Young in the corn.
He's the first to come to church. He's the last to go home. Who figure in Joseph is in
Yeah, come here, sister. Hey.
And suddenly this brother is just by coming late. I've been doing this starting thing for some time, Nyana.
Look, Jesus, when this kashana Nyana.
A lot of people who disappear from church.
Bonke abanyamalala emabandleni.
More often than not, there's a Thibos or a Susan involved in the picture.
Kukhona uThibos noma uSuzu sefikile lapha.
The general reasoning for these things.
Isizathu nje zakho konke.
And you see someone losing their inheritance. So, the fact that God has given you an inheritance, if you don't take care, what belongs to you can be taken away from you. You and I should not be suffering.
Mina nawe ngaba sokoli.
You and I, when we are born, we are supposed to be born into glory and greatness.
Sizalwa lokuhleni nasenkazimulweni.
But our real forefathers.
God abadlulayo bo baba.
Which is Adam and Eve.
Oku Adam no Eve.
The first two.
Bona nje bobabini.
Their inheritance was seized.
Ifa labo lantshontshwa.
When they fell into sin.
Now,
because we are all their children, all of us, whether black, white, Chinese, doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, it doesn't matter whether you speak Zulu or Xhosa or Chinese or whatever, your first parents was Adam and Eve. And our suffering is because of those two that fell into sin. And the devil seized on their inheritance. So you can't be complacent. You can't become just a person who doesn't care. You can't be a person who doesn't attend prayer. You can't be a person who doesn't attend fasting and pray. You can't be a person who doesn't read your Bible. You can't just be a Christian who doesn't care. Because you are risking your inheritance being seized from you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Tell a neighbor, say neighbor, don't lose your inheritance. The word seize means to hold back. So sometimes, maybe the enemy cannot take what belongs to you, but he will hold you back and delay you so that you cannot reach where you are supposed to go. Because he knows your inheritance is great. Number two, the word of God is able to give you your inheritance. The word of God is able to give you your inheritance. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. I'm going to give you two more points because of this heat. Acts chapter 20, verse 32.
Zenzo 20, verse 32.
Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Mm-hmm. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
The word of God is able to build you up and give you an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified. One of the reasons why God's children don't enjoy their inheritance is because they don't spend time in the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't spend time in the Word. The thing that introduces you to your inheritance. You don't spend time with it. You don't read it. Your Bible is empty. Has no lines, has no markings. Has no notes. It's dry. Hey, amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? So the more you do not read, you are delaying yourself from entering into your inheritance. Because it is in the word of God. One man of God said, one day I was reading my Bible and I suddenly saw my house in my Bible. And not long after he got a house, somebody came to him and said, sir, And the man of God said that person first came to where he was living and didn't find him. And told everybody, I'm looking for this person. And they said, but he's not here. And he kept coming. And then one day, he found him. And he was crying. And he said, please take my house. Please take my house. And this guy said, what's going on? And God was saying that this house that you is not yours. It's my son's house. And he gave him a house for free. Mahala. And that's the house he saw in his Bible. So you, your Bible. You don't even have one to even talk about. Before we even get there. You don't have a Bible. So God has put your inheritance in His Word. When end of the month comes, you buy Lacoste shoe, Nike,
Adidas,
Gucci, and you don't go for the Bible where your inheritance is.
You go to restaurant with your friends.
You go to restaurant with your friends. Checking in. And you don't think of going to get a Bible that has your inheritance. Answer your amen, man.
Amen. Now you can't say amen.
I'm still preaching.
Are
you understanding what I'm saying? How can you not have a Bible? Okay, maybe if you went to another church, Angels Delight of the prophetic ministries of power and deliverance.
Okay,
maybe if you went to that church, but you go to Healing Fire Ministries, where your pastor will always say, where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? And you've been here for months. And you've even been here for years. And you still don't have a Bible. You're not serious about your inheritance. You don't want your inheritance. You came to the wrong church. Because this is not a church of I just lay hands and then your inheritance follow you. It doesn't work like that, my brother. It doesn't work like that, my sister. Your inheritance, you must find it yourself in the Word of God. I see you don't like what I'm saying. In the world, there is a saying that you can take a horse to the water, but you cannot force it to drink. Ladies and gentlemen, every blessing that God has prepared for you is in His Word. If God is going to enter and intervene in your life, you better start reading that book like you are mad. By now, you should have read Genesis to Revelation 2 times. By now. You've been a Christian for I don't know how many years. You've never read one book and finished it. Out of the 66 that are in your Bible. Even the books in the Bible that have one chapter. You've never read it and finished it. One chapter. I'm becoming angry at you. You want your life to change. But the thing that God has given you, you don't want it. I heard of a story
where
an old man went to the doctor. I don't know what disease he had. And the doctor gave him some pills. And he said,
hey,
doctor, injection. The doctor said, no, the pills can help you. They've got what you need. He said, no. I want injection. So the doctor just put water in the injection and injected him. Because he thinks that the injection is where he'll get his healing. Only to find that the healing isn't taking his pills. Take this one 2 times a day after meals. He said, no, I want injection. So many Christians.
So,
read your Bible, please.
Sir.
Read your Bible, please, ma'am.
I said,
no. Just lay hands on me. Prophesy.
Prophet.
That's why many pastors have become fake prophets. Because Christians don't want to read their Bible. The prophecy that you need is in your Bible. Hey, say amen, please.
Amen.
See, the prophecy that you are crying for is in your Bible, is there. You just need to read, you will find it. You will see it. The word of God is able to build you up. Build your life. Build your family. Build your future. Build your destiny. Build your career. Build your business. It's able to build you up and give you an inheritance. What more do you want? You better now get into it again. If you've never started, you better start. Because that's where your destiny is. That's where your marriage is. That's where your house is. That's where your children are. That's where your businesses are. And more than any of these things, that is where your eternal salvation lies. Am I talking to somebody? I don't know how many times I've said it in this church. There is no human being who will ever change your life. There is no human being who can ever change your life. Your life is in your hands. My life is in my hands. My future is in my hands. And so also your life is in your hands. So you better arise and begin to read. Someone say, read, oh.
Funda.
Read.
Funda.
Pastor, when I read, I don't understand. It's okay.
Pastor, man, funda
read it.
Kond.
Just keep reading.
Funda pela, well.
Pastor, when I read, I feel sleepy.
Pastor, man,
it's
funda
okay, sleep.
Talk.
Sleep is fine.
Lungile,
when you wake lungile. Up, read again.
Oh, vugo, kubeko, funda, food.
Let's read.
Funda.
Something will hit your spirit one day. And you will wake up and suddenly say, I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. I serve a God of miracles. Are you listening to me? Read it.
Funda.
Is there? And I don't know how many times I say. You see, for as long as you still read the Bible like I'm going to show you now. You sit down. In Listen, you are wasting your time. If you read like are you listening to me? You don't read the Bible like that. You don't. You have to. The Bible has Old Testament, New
Testament.
You must choose. Am I going to read old or new? We always advise you to start with new. Because the new one talks about Jesus. So, there's books now. Choose a book. We advise you to start with Matthew. And Matthew has 28 chapters. So start Matthew 28 verse 1. And just read. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. Until you finish the book. Can't you see that you've been a Christian for quite a number of years? And you're doing this. Till today, if I ask you, tell me something about this book, you won't tell me anything. Haven't you noticed? We are reading it wrong. So start in Matthew and just... Don't
rush.
Ask your neighbor, Jahe, why are you in a hurry? Are you writing a test that you are...
Test.
Just read chapter 1, chapter 2. When you're now feeling sleepy or you have to go to work, just put the paper where you left. Tomorrow when you come back, look for that paper.
Where I finished.
Oh, verse 3.
Good 3.
You
continue
like that. Then the Bible will start making sense. And then you'll begin to see that inheritance that God has for you there. The reason you can't see it is because you are... James. So what happened between Psalms and James? What was going on?
Not James.
Hello?
Yeah, bro.
So just read. Take your time.
Cash.
If it takes 2 months for you to read the book of Matthew, it's fine. Just as long as you keep reading.
As long as
keep reading. And keep reading. And keep reading. That's how we all became familiar with the Bible. There's no shortcut. There's no other way. Tell you never say there's no other way. Your inheritance is in this book. If you have your Bible, can you lift it up? Like this? Now look at that one who's not holding anything. And say, shame. No, they are not feeling the shame. Tell them again. Shame. Did you tell him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Can I embarrass you a little bit? Yes or no?
We are former.
Okay. Let me leave you alone. So, don't fight God, okay? Don't fight. He's put you here for a reason. Your name is your name for a reason. Your surname is your surname for a reason. Your skin color is your skin color for a reason. Your language is your language for a reason. Your gender is your gender for a reason. For a reason. So don't fight him, please. When the river is flowing like this, why are you trying to swim the opposite? Stop swimming against
Musuku
it.
Pambana nao.
Just swim with it.
Landelana nao.
So stop trying other things. Just the word of God as it is.
Is there for you.
Just read it and flow with it.
Funda futhi uhambe nalo.
Yeah, no, you know, Pastor.
Hey, Baba, hey.
Ngiyakuzwa, but you know, Pastor.
I hear you, Pastor.
Mangas puzisi oil.
If nje we can drink oil.
Umfundisi banman uphuzisana nge oil.
Pastor, who you can drink just oil.
Stop that foolishness.
Yeka lobo
blame. You are here for a reason.
Ulapha
ngesizathu. And here.
And
you read Bible.
Bible. Bible.
You're still not saying your amen.
Amen.
Father, may they read their Bible in Jesus.
Baba, maba funde Bible labo ngegama lika Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. My time is up.
Is khathi samsiphelile.
I'm going to give you one more and then we close. Number what? Number three. Our eyes need to be opened to acknowledge our inheritance. Our eyes need to be opened so that we can acknowledge and value our inheritance. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18.
Mm-hmm. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know that is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the Son, in the saints?
Hallelujah. So can you see that there's an inheritance?
We are born with Nefa.
But Paul says that you need your eyes to be enlightened or open so that you can even acknowledge and value that inheritance. If I can be honest with you, many of us, we don't care for God's inheritance. Many people in this world, they don't care about that inheritance. They don't care. And the reason why they don't care is because their eyes are shut. That's why Tibos can take your inheritance. That's why. Because you don't know what you have. You don't know. So you cheaply give it away. You cheaply lose it. Without any struggle. Without any fight. You easily give up on this great inheritance that your God had to die so that you can have. So you need to pray for yourself. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Let me see. That's why I like that song. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. Holy Ghost, oh. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it, Lord, do it again in my life. I've opened my eyes. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated, seated upon the throne. If your eyes are not open, you can even throw it away. This great inheritance that God has for you. Some people, when they give birth to a child, their child becomes greater than God's inheritance. The child that God has given you. You suddenly divorce God and all the glory He has prepared for you because He gave you a child. Some people get a job and they turn away from their divine eternal inheritance because of the job that He, your God, has given you. Some people, they leave and lose their inheritance because of their education. It's God who gave you a brain that understands, that can learn. And you leave your God and kick away His inheritance because of school. It's because your eyes are shut. You cannot see. You are blind spiritually. And you need to ask God to open your eyes so that the inheritance He has prepared for you, you never lose it. You never lose it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Millions and billions of people. Some will go to hell and some will go to heaven, and even those who get to heaven, Lord, I should have served you more. I should have given myself more. But you see, you are blind. You couldn't see. Everything was more important to you than what God has prepared for you. And some will see too late. But thank God you have a pastor who will tell you. Who doesn't just want to lay hands on you, you run away.
He'll
tell you the truth. Tell your neighbor, you will not have regrets. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org. Or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.